This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Robert Harrison. Welcome to Coaching by the Life Coach. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about the powerful effect of energy on your career and on your life and how it can support you and also how it can get in the way. Today, our guest name is Heather Dominick from EnergyRichCoach.com.
The law of rhythm is something that is truly a universal energetic principle, and the law of rhythm can best be understood by just looking around you and participating in your life. We have day and then we have night, periods of feeling really high or feeling really low, moments that are better and some moments that are not so great. So it's the law of rhythm and it's very natural. It is the function and movement of the planet that we're on. Where most people tend to get off course is that they believe that that congruency must start first with their thoughts. So I say that I want this, but what do I really want? Okay, and then you'll hear someone guiding you on, you know, you don't want to just make more money. You want a certain figure. That is one approach, and that can work. However, what I have found and my experience has shown me is that that direction only goes so far. Why? That's the first. It's why. That, again, honest and energetic responsibility. Why do I want this goal? It's the answer to that why that will bring you closer to that energy, the desired state that you believe that the accomplishment of the goal will bring to you. And it doesn't matter if it will or if it won't. If you choose that it will, then it will. So that's not the issue. So once you have that clarity, that's what I refer to as gathering evidence.
Heather, welcome and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, Robert.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Now, today we're going to focus on energy, and we all know, like, when our energy is high, we know when our energy is low. We may know when things feel good and when things feel, well, off. But what is it? What's going on? What is the impact of this energetic force on our lives and on our success? And more importantly, how can we harness it and make our life better and be more successful in all our endeavors? These are the questions that we're going to delve into today. And as always, we're going to make sure that you listeners get some real tools and tips you can put to use right away. So, Heather, first and foremost, you know, I know that you are known for purpose, productivity, and profit. But specific to this show, you're an energy expert. That's kind of the name we've dubbed you today. And tell us, what is that mystical stuff between the switch and the light bulb of our minds? What is it? What is the impact that it really has on our life? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, the impact is huge. I would say the impact of your energy and the management of your energy on your life is everything about your life. The key is that most people are not managing it. They're not in partnership with their life force energy. The mistake that most people make is that they allow their energy to be dictated and directed by outside circumstances and outside results. And the power is when you do switch that direction or that flow of energy, if you will, from you to your outside circumstances, outside results. So when we're talking about energy really being a powerful force, you want the flow coming from you to directly affecting your outside results rather than the other way around.
Excellent. Now, you said that most people aren't managing it. What are some examples of, I mean, I think people know when they physically have energy or when they don't. I have a little bit of a cold, so my energy is a little bit lower. But how, you know, like how does a person, what are some of the signs that a person's energy is off or that they're not managing it for our listeners?
Okay. So a sign that your energy is off is that you feel bad. Is that you feel what, you know, I refer to as lower level energies. And lower level energies are feelings or energy states such as guilt, or fear, doubt, worry, insecurity, apprehensiveness, and even feelings or energy states such as anger, sadness, hopelessness, along those lines. So if you're experiencing that, then that says that you're off. Your energy isn't being maximized. It's not vibrating at the highest level that it could vibrate at. It's actually at, again, more of a lower level energy.
Okay, and I mean, we all know that there's a universal kind of principle of waves. Everything's in waves. Like stress levels go up and down. There's mm-hmm. days when we feel better than others, and there's some days when we just have like a blue Monday. You know, you wake up and you know that anything that you look at is just not feeling great. Maybe your energy's a little bit low that day. But how do you determine between, you know, what's like the normal cycle of life and what's something that really is, you know, in need of being addressed or is like a problem? Does that make sense?
Okay. Sure, absolutely. So it sounds like what you're referring to is what I refer to as the law of rhythm. So the law of rhythm is something that is truly a universal energetic principle. It's a universal energetic law. And the law of rhythm can can best be understood by just looking around you and participating in your life. We have day and then we have night, right? And then we have, as you described, periods of feeling really high or feeling really low. We have some moments that are better and some moments that are not so great. So it's the law of rhythm and it's very natural. It's taking place all around us. It is the function and movement of the planet that we're on. Stand at the edge of the ocean and the law of rhythm is very tangibly demonstrated for you. So to go to your question of when you wake up in the morning and maybe you're not feeling so great or, you know, it's just more of a blue Monday, like you said, Robert, or how do you know if it's something deeper? Well, the first is just to be connected and tuned in and aware of where your energy state is at. So that might sound so simple, but actually is really imperative that you're just connected in with where your energy is and how you're feeling, what your emotional state is. Then the next is a shift in perception, like we've mentioned already, from, oh my gosh, since I feel terrible and bad, this means something. This means that this is going to be an awful day. This means that I'm not going to be able to get what I want. This means that I'm not successful, or any of those other kind of downward spiral stories that we just naturally as human beings often attach to that low-level energy. Rather than that, is to first have that first step of awareness and then move into a second step of conscious choice. What would I like to do with this? What helps to move from step two, conscious choice, into step three, which is action, or I like to say inspired action, is that from step two, conscious choice, what would I like to do with this? First, to just accept where you are. It's okay that you feel like you're having a blue Monday. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean any of that downward spiral stories that we so habitually connect to it. It's just where your energy is at. And then, okay, great. Okay, so I'm just not feeling so great. Now what would I like to do? Maybe I choose consciously just to stay here. I just want to be blue today. But we make that choice consciously. Or choose, I don't choose to stay in this energy. I choose to go up. And then to take some form of action that allows you to move up the energetic scale. So maybe you make yourself a great cup of tea. That's something that helps you in the morning, or a cup of coffee, or just a moment to be by yourself, or some of the more advanced energy management tools, you know, that I teach and coach on in my programs that partner with that conscious choice to move you into a higher level action. That's always, it's always, you always have those steps. Step one, awareness. Step two, conscious choice. Three, inspired action. The mistake that most folks make is that they're in step one, or maybe not even. They don't even have awareness. They just know that they just feel sort of off, or they just accept it, and then they just go. They just naturally, automatically feed that lower level energy. They never get to step two or step three. But that's always what you have available to you to change your energetic state.
That's wonderful. And what I really hear you saying there is that very first important step, and, you know, we go over this in neurolinguistic programming all the time, don't make meaning out of it.
That's right.
A lot of times the meaning we make ends up maybe not serving us. And really
That's
understanding,
right.
You know, this approach that you're talking about is, you know, if we don't make meaning, or if we simply understand how subjective our meaning is, then that gives us a whole huge range of possibilities and choice. And, of course, the other thing I loved about what you said is that there are higher levels and higher other ways to increase your energy besides going to Starbucks.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And if they're feeling blue, it's like in their mind, the only solution, you know, is a triple venti mocha frappuccino or something like that. And it's like, no, there are way better ways that actually work. But I think this is a really huge point. We have the tendency to make meaning about things in our life. And that meaning can either serve us or it can hinder us. And it can depend on the context, it can depend on the day, et cetera. And, you know, I really believe in the law of waves, or as you say, the law of rhythm. Everything ebbs and flows. There is cyclical change and there is structural change. And most of what we go through on a day-to-day basis, what increases stress and decreases stress, is just simply cyclical change. And a lot of times, simply doing nothing about it, it just passes. And it's okay. But I love this idea of taking, you know, really making a conscious choice, setting aside the meaning, dropping that away, making a conscious choice, and then take an inspired action. I think that's right. So, Heather, tell me, what are some of the signs that this is, and I'm thinking right now of, like, people who are graded on performance, like sales professionals, things like that. I coach some of the guys at Oracle. These are guys making $250,000 and more a year. What are some of the signs that the energy is not being managed properly and how that's affecting them professionally? Can you give some examples of that?
Sure, absolutely. So again, the signs that energy is not being most productively managed is your energetic state and the meaning that you're connecting to it. So let's take the example that you gave, which is someone who's in a position of sales. So an example of someone who is not managing their energy perhaps would be that, you know, a sales presentation is given and the results are not up to par of what the presenter wanted to experience. So there weren't a high level or high number of sales made. Now, lack of managing energy would be immediately going into a story about what this means, a story based on past experiences, a story based on collective belief, a story based on collective fear, and that might sound like, wow, I'm a loser. Wow, I didn't do very well today. Or, wow, I'm not going to be able to make my sales quota, feed my family, pay my rent. I'm going to be out living in a box. I might as well just give up right now. And you can just feel the spiral go down, right?
Sounds like the Stuart Pauly complex. I'll die homeless, penniless, and no one will love me.
Yes, exactly. And that is often those lower level stories, and our mind will go there so quickly that it happens without even any opportunity to move into that step two of conscious choice. So an alternative and what managing your energy would look like is first of all, you can take that into a whole pre-paving and preparation for the actual presentation, but that's not what I'm going to speak about right now. What it would look like if perhaps the presentation didn't go the way that you had anticipated, that you wanted or received the number of sales that you desired, is to take a step back and look at first, okay, what am I being shown here? What do I have the opportunity to see here? To immediately go into an opportunity for growth and expansion. Because if a result that you desired has not been received, there's beautiful, amazing, abundant, golden information available to you right there in that moment. But most people miss that because they immediately go into those downward spiral stories, making meaning out of the experience. But a moment of managing energy is to say, okay, again, what can I receive here from this situation? How can I use this to improve my experience for going forward? Then that is an example of where I am at, what I choose to receive, what I choose to see, what I choose to believe creates my outer results. I create that which has meaning rather than, again, an experience using that to define or give me a definition or meaning about myself, which has, again, usually a lower level spiral to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that question, how can I use this? You know, we can't necessarily control what happens in life. You know, star can fall out of the sky, whatever's going to happen. But what we can do is we can control how we use it or how we think about it or how we manage our energy around it. I think that that is just a great question. The other real important point I heard you say in that is there is no failure. There's only feedback. This is something that constantly as coaches we want to get that message out there to our clients because if they don't allow themselves to get the feedback, they're missing a very important piece of the puzzle. That feedback loop, that getting that information back. If you even look at people struggling to lose weight, 99% of people with a weight problem obsess about food, think about it constantly, day in and day out, except for one time consistently. And this has been measured, and it's when they're eating. And what happens is when they eat, they totally check out, they're disconnected, they're not aware of how the food even feels in their body at that point because they're so busy either beating themselves up or doing some other form of just disconnecting from what's going on. And so they don't get that feedback. And because they don't get that feedback, they spiral out of control. And
yes,
this really harkens back to what you said about making meaning. If people grab a story in their head and they make a meaning that's painful or, you know, means they're not good enough or usually matches some impression they got at an early age,
right,
then they're just, A, they're setting themselves up to be stuck in a lull, but B, they're missing a really beautiful opportunity to get that feedback. So that's great. Now, one of the things, just to kind of tweak that question a little bit for you, what I was really kind of, like, what I want to look for is I know that there are some people out there that may be listening. And, you know, frankly, I believe that some of us are maybe a little bit more used to noticing our energetic level, and some aren't. So I want to talk about just briefly, maybe you can give us some examples of some outer signs. In other words, like a loved one looking at you would be able to notice. With a salesman, it's easy. They're not making their quota. What are some of the outer signs that a person is not managing their energy optimally or well?
Okay, wonderful. Well, first of all, 9 times out of 10, If the results that you want in your life aren't what you want, it has to do with something that's going on inside. So when you talk about or you ask the question of how can someone see if they're not really managing their energy, well, look around you. Look around you. Look at your relationships. Look at your environment. Look at your career. Look at your job. Look at your work. And see, a lot of people don't want to do this, Robert, because doing that from that perspective actually says, wow, I'm in the driver's seat, where most people look around them and they say, but I don't have any control, or what I like to refer to rather than control is creation. I don't have any creative ability here. But when it comes to managing your energy, you do. So how can you tell if your energy is off, if it's not being maximized to its greatest life force? Again, look around you. Look around you. And to go with the idea of, so if a spouse is looking at you and they can tell that you're off, I mean, that would just be more of like physical body symptoms and signs. So, you know, do you tend to have your brow furrowed? Do you, you know, walk around with your head down trying to avoid life, avoid experiences, rather than to be available to partner with them and co-create with them? Are you open to being in communication and connection with others around you? And this is to all degrees of all people. I'm not saying that everyone is supposed to be, you know, the traditional, stereotypical life of the party. That's not what I'm speaking about at all. Simply, are you involved in your life? Are you involved in what takes place for you on a day-by-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute basis? That's how you can tell if you're managing your energy.
Excellent. I appreciate that. So we need to take a quick break. This is Robert Harrison with Coaching the Life Coach. And we are talking today with Heather Dominick about managing your energy and really understanding the significant impact it has on your life. And we'll be right back.
This is Kerry Garrison with Camera Dojo. If you'd like to make the most out of your photography, come check us out at the Camera Dojo podcast at personallifemedia.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Robert Harrison. We're back. This is Coaching by the Life Coach. We're talking today with Heather Dominick from EnergyRichCoach.com about how to manage your energy, the impact. And before the break, Heather, one of the themes I really heard you hammering home is this idea of taking responsibility and really getting in the driver's seat of our lives and realizing that we are in charge of our energy. It's not an outside thing. It's not something that someone else is doing to us. It's not the job. It's not the family or the environment or the circumstance. It's us that's in charge of it, and not make meaning about it and realize that we are in a place of choice. And I think that's a very kind of abundant viewpoint and a very healthy viewpoint. And you also had mentioned about really, you know, taking the results of whatever your endeavors are as feedback. It's not about success or failure. It's about feedback. And the direction I'd kind of like to move in with you now is, what are some, you know, well, actually, before we do that, because I was going to ask for some tools and tips on how to get the energy in alignment, but I really think that our listeners would like to know about this concept called congruence. Now, whether they're aware of what that is or not, there's internal congruence with a goal. And this is one of the biggest things that I think we as coaches see gets in the way of people achieving something that they want. Maybe some sort of internal incongruence. There's a part of them that part of them wants it, but part of them has a concern with, you know, the result of actually getting that. And I'm just wondering if you can talk about energy and congruence just for a few moments, and I think it'd be really wonderful to hear your perspective on that.
Sure, absolutely. So when you're speaking of congruence, I'm jumping in on the assumption that we're really talking about the congruency of thoughts, feelings, and actions. Is that what you're referring to, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. In other words, I say that I want this, you know, but I have these concerns. So it's like how clear a person is on that. If it's 100% go, they go for it.
Yeah, okay, beautiful. So it is really such a powerful concept, and you know, and I would even say it's more than a concept. It truly is a way of life to really engage in that congruency. So where the energy piece comes in is when we're aligning, you know, our thoughts and our feelings and our actions, where most people tend to get off course is that they believe that that congruency must start first with their thoughts. Meaning that, okay, so what I think about something, so then I have to get really clear about my thoughts, and that's where you might hear language around specificity with goals. Okay, so I say that I want this, but what do I really want? Okay, and then you'll hear someone guiding you on, you know, you don't want to just make more money, you want a certain figure, say. That is one approach, and that can work. However, what I have found and my experience has shown me is that that direction only goes so far, because most people can come up with a thought, but when it comes to truly being congruent, there's a part within them that doesn't really believe it. So they can come up with that specific goal. They can come up with that specific income number. But there's this part, and it's often a small part, that doesn't really buy it. And so there isn't any opportunity truly for congruency there, because even if then someone says to you, okay, well, you have the thought. Now think positively about it, you know, so then that'll bring in the feelings. Okay, I'm thinking positively about it. And now take actions. And then the person does take actions, but there's still that little part that doesn't really believe it. I mean, I'm really here to just let everyone know it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do, because your actions are only going to go so far. And then what's going to happen is your, what I refer to as your ego mind, is going to come in and say, see, look, you did what they told you to do. You came up with a number. You focused. You thought positively on it. You took some actions, but you still didn't get it. Oh, I guess it's not meant for you. And the key, again, that missing piece is that part that doesn't really buy it and doesn't believe it. So where
is the objection? Right?
Yeah, sure.
Is that objection. Now, from what I've seen, when there are truly no objections, and a lot of people will say that, oh, no, I don't have any objection to it, but you can tell that deep down there's an objection, especially if they don't have the goal.
Right.
You know, I'm a big believer that if you don't have the goal you say you want, it's probably because where you're at right now literally feels more comfortable. Consciously and subconsciously, it feels more comfortable, or energetically, you could say, it feels more comfortable. So, but these objections that come up obviously need to be cleared. How would you deal with that using your system?
Right. So that's what those objections is what I refer to as yeah buts and what ifs. Because that's usually how they start. It's yeah, but, or what if. And again, that's coming from a perception that those yeah, buts, and what ifs are showing themselves because they're coming from a perception of only what's out there determines what is. I don't have the evidence. I don't have the experience. So the alternative and where you bring energy into congruency is that you start with where you are. You start with where you are, and you begin with what you believe or what you desire that goal to bring you. Whatever anyone says that they want, what they really want is the feeling behind it. or the feeling that they believe it will bring to them. So a new job, a promotion, successful business, widescreen TV, new car, relationship, I don't care what it is. The reason that you want it is because of how you believe it will make you feel. So with energy, you start with that feeling first. You identify that feeling. Well, gee, I want a promotion because then I will feel proud. Okay, so where do you feel pride in your life right now? And tap into that feeling and that energy. Start from there. Let that energy shape your goal to what I like to refer to as a next step belief on your way to the bigger goal. And then as you build next step belief to next step belief to next step belief, you will reach that goal much more quickly in an accelerated fashion than the roundabout way that your objections or even the dead stop that your objections, your yeah buts or what ifs are going to end up creating.
Do you find that the yeah buts and the what ifs get resolved automatically as the person starts accessing that state of pride, to use your example? Is that what you're suggesting? Is that along the way if you're consciously accessing that state, that those things start to resolve themselves?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, because you're building from next baby step belief action to next baby step belief action to next baby step belief action. So the yeah buts and the what ifs don't have an opportunity to show themselves in that, big scary, objection monster way, because you're managing it on a path of shifting your energy, shifting your beliefs, shifting your perceptions in direction of that goal. I mean, that's exactly what we do in energy-rich coaching. I have people who come to me all the time. They're like, I want a six-figure business. Okay, well, how much is your business generating now? About $250 a month. Okay, so we have some room to grow, right?
Yeah.
So to create those perceptual shifts between $250 and, between, $8,000 and $10,000 a month. If you just keep trying to jump that way, those objections, those yeah buts and what ifs will just keep throwing themselves up. That's why people don't move forward.
That's good. In my clinic, we have a poster on the wall that says yes plus but equals no. That's the magic formula. And I tell people, if you say, I really want to lose 50 pounds, but, there's Christmas and there's the cookies and the cakes, all I'm hearing as a coach is, no, I don't, because there's the cookies and the cakes. And it's a real, real simple formula. But I love this. And, something that really, I think, supports what you're talking about, Heather, is recently there's been a lot of books since that movie The Secret came out. And some people love the movie, some people hate the movie. This is not a comment on the movie. But in terms of manifesting, one of the principles that has really kind of come to the forefront, I would say in the last 2 years, is, this idea of accessing a state or a feeling of gratitude before you visualize what you want. Because if you visualize what you want, but internally you're getting this, it'll never happen for me, or negative, or whatever, then you're actually causing the opposite effect that you want. You're actually pushing it farther away from you. So that's something that I've seen just really pop up all over the place, is accessing the state of gratitude, which is that feeling, and then thinking about what you want. And that sounds totally in line with what you're teaching. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, that is a big part of it. We just fine-tune it even from gratitude down to the specific, because even when you say to someone accessing, or say to many, accessing a state of gratitude, that, believe it or not, is difficult for some folks, and that's okay. So we, again, want to start with where you are, but to just say to someone access a state of gratitude, again, that can be real difficult for people when they're so far ahead and so engaged in what they don't have, and that's where the energy is. Now, I loved what you said about the yes plus but, and what I hear there, like you said that you hear no, and what I hear there, I should say, I would feel from an energetic standpoint, is commitment. And one of the most powerful energies that you can activate for yourself in any area of your life is the energy of commitment. And where you check in first, and you mentioned responsibility before, Robert, and I refer to it as being honest and energetically responsible with yourself, is what are you committed to? Because when you just gave the example before, what I heard is what that person's committed to is that holiday cake and candy. That's what they're committed to. So that is where your energy goes. Your energy will always move in the direction of that which you are committed to. So again, it's a moment of being honest and energetically responsible and letting that be okay. To let it be okay, to say, gosh, you know what? This is where I'm committed. I'm committed to cake and candy. Now, back to step two, conscious choice. What do I want to do from here?
That's excellent. And you know what's great about that, too, is that when a client sees that and allows it to be okay, is that they get that they're powerful. It's like, wow, actually this massive result that you've, you know, of 50 extra pounds right now is something that you wanted and that you created. And if
that's
right, that puts them in a very powerful position. So it's like, wow, you actually can get what you want. And since you can get what you want, maybe let's go back to that step two and take a look at what would really serve you best. And maybe be willing to do something a little bit different. So I want to backtrack just a little bit, because I know there's some people with their ears burning on the, you know, listening to this podcast. So I have a goal. I just want you to kind of walk me through this. So I have a goal, and I ask myself, what would having that goal, you know, make possible for me? What's the goal of the goal? And that would give me a sense of accomplishment, or a sense of security, or a sense of pride. And then you talked about then scaling back and taking a little baby action step, I think you said. So I'm just kind of wondering, so if a person out there has a goal and they're not getting it, and they ask themselves, what would that make possible for me? And they identify that feeling now and access that feeling. What's the next step then, from your experience, to make that a reality?
Okay, beautiful. So first I would say, even more than, you know, what, I can't remember the exact word that you used, but rather than like, what will this bring to me, the creation of this goal, is why. That's the first, is why. That, again, honest and energetic responsibility. Why do I want this goal? It's the answer to that why that will bring you closer to that energy, the desired state that you believe that the accomplishment of the goal will bring to you. And it doesn't matter if it will or if it won't. If you choose that it will, then it will. So that's not the issue. So once you have that clarity there of, oh, this is why I want it, this is what I want to experience, this is how I want to feel as a result, and then you step back, like you said, Robert, and it's like, okay, so where do I have this in my experience right now? And that's what I refer to as gathering evidence. It's gathering evidence that physical and energetic state is possible. You have it. It's right here. It might not be in the physical form or as much of it as you want, but it is there. And then once you recognize it, so let's make this a little bit more tangible and come up with something. So let's say that someone desires an intimate relationship. They're really looking for their soulmate, and they really believe that that's going to bring them a greater sense and feeling of love. So then it would be about, okay, so where are you experiencing love in your life right now? And so maybe you take a look around and you come up with, well, I really love my cat. And you're like, okay, good, great. Now, of course, again, we go back to the ego mind will come in and say, well, yeah, but you can't have a romantic relationship with a cat. So we just set that aside and we step into instead the energetic state of love. So the next baby step belief action would be along the lines of perhaps, depending on where the person is, maybe that next baby step belief action is simply to be aware of the love that they have for their cat, to really just express and enjoy and experience every single moment of loving their cat. That might be it right there. Now, again, the ego mind will try to tell you, like, what are you talking about? Are you saying that I'm going to love my cat and it's going to bring me a soulmate? And I'm going to say, yeah, it's actually going to move you closer in that direction. Why? Because you're spending more time in love than not. So that's just going to bring more love into your life. So you're spending time loving your cat. You step out into the world, you go to the grocery store, you have this amazing, beautiful energy of love emanating for you. Guess what? People are going to pick up on that. That's a very different energy for those around you that you come in contact with to pick up on versus a feeling of desperation. I am, frantically searching for my soulmate. Which one feels more attractive? Well, okay. The energy of love.
So that's kind of like, so what you're kind of talking about is tuning into like that kind of cosmic radio station. If you turn into country music and you're looking for hip hop, you're going to be very upset, right? And
right.
What I hear you talking about is that, they say, 93% of the communication is nonverbal. So it sounds like what you're talking about is by accessing that state of love or attraction or whatever the state is that's kind of linked up with what you say you want, then all of your kind of unconscious communication starts to move in that direction. Is that what you're telling us?
That's
great.
That is exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly. So the first step, and those next baby step belief actions would be, okay, I love my cat. Really be aware of loving my cat. Next baby step belief action, take that energy out with me, hold it with me consciously when I go to the grocery store. Okay, now next baby step belief from there, next baby step belief action, take that energy, hold it with me when I go to a singles event. And there you go. You're on your path.
Great. Awesome. So any other quick, before we wrap up here, little, just golden nuggets or real simple tips or tools that our listeners can go and do right now to make a big positive impact in their life or in their career?
Big question.
No, I'm going to stretch a little bit. I want one really good juicy nugget. Just something simple they can do, maybe a little exercise that they can do right now when they're done listening to this podcast to make a big difference in their life.
Okay, beautiful. So let's have everyone do this. This is what I want you to do. This is what I would say my coach's request is for you, is to focus in on something that you would like to be experiencing in your life that you're not currently experiencing. And write that down, even if you're not a writer, because there's a lot of power in bringing pen to paper. It's almost like it starts to move into physical manifestation already. So write that down, and then ask yourself that question that we've been talking about throughout this interview, which is, why do you want that? And write that down. And if you have to dig a bit deeper to how do you believe that having this will make you feel, and then write that down. And then my coach's request would be for you to just write at least, say, between 3 and 7 sentences about actually being in that energy state in your goal. So if we go back to the example of the soulmate relationship, then maybe your writing sounds something like this. I am fully in my perfect divine soulmate relationship. I am in a place of being open to give and receive the highest form of love, and I am in joy every morning when I wake up and see this divine being next to me. Maybe that's what it looks like, sounds like when you write it out. And so what you've just done there is through the writing is you've taken that goal or that desired experience and you've begun to activate the energy state. And then what I'll say is that then it's in motion. I mean, just like you were saying before, Robert, there's more happening energetically than not. So it's just know that energy is already, it's being activated and it's in motion for you. Now, sure, there's absolute, actions, back to those next baby step belief actions that you'll need to take from there. But that will be the place that you can start to create that energetic impact in your life and in your career, back to the original big question that you asked, Robert.
Wonderful. That's great. So, Heather, for those out there who are interested in learning more about you or about some of the services you offer, can you just, take just like 1 minute briefly, tell our listeners what kind of offerings you have and how they can get a hold of you?
Sure, absolutely. So please stop by energyrichcoach.com and jump in and join the Energy Rich community. You'll receive a fabulous 5-part e-course, How to Avoid the 5 Major Misconceptions That Entrepreneurs Make. So much of Energy Rich Coach is geared towards the greater, abundant, profitable, purposeful success of entrepreneurs. And if there's something else that's going on for yourself in your life outside of building a business that you would like to just receive some energy management guidance around, then what I would invite you to do is just, you know, feel free to email my team and let them know that you heard about me on Robert's show, and they'll put you in touch with me directly. And you can email my team at info@energyrichcoach.com.
That's wonderful. Heather, thank you so much for being on the show. I think that you made a great contribution today, and I really appreciate it. And final thoughts?
Thank you. It's such a joy to be here with you, and I so just, you know, it really, we just have a great exchange and just awesome energy. So I'm so appreciative of the opportunity. So thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate it. And everyone, this is Robert Harrison with Coaching by the Life Coach. You can email me at robert@personallifemedia.com. With any questions that you have, if you want to get some coaching on the show, if you want to be a guest on the show, or if you just have something you want to contribute and share with the community, we'd really love to hear from you. We'd really love to get your feedback and tell us what you think of the show, what you'd like to see on the show. You're driving the content on this. Thank you so much for being on the call, being on the show today, and we look forward to speaking with you all very, very soon. Take care.
Find more great shows like this on PersonalLifeMedia.com.